Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday's Snippets. This is a time that's dedicated to intentionally stopping and reflecting upon God's Word for your life. I pray that as you hear the readings appointed for this day, they may have meaning for you and they may enrich your spiritual walk with Jesus. Now we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Generous God, your Son gave his life that we might come to peace with you. Give us a share of your Spirit, and in all we do, empower us to bear the name of Jesus, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Our reading appointed for this day comes from the Gospel of St. Mark, the 9th chapter. John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop them because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Oh, do not stop him, for no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able soon afterwards to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. For truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose the reward. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands and to go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than to have two feet and be thrown into hell. And if an eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and to be thrown into hell, where the worm never dies and the fire is never quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourself and be at peace with one another." The Gospel of the Lord. As you hear this text, this is a text that I talk about actually quite a bit. And I talk about it because I think it really helps us to understand what I call biblical interpretation. Now that's a big word, but what it means is how we understand Scripture. I know that there are some who will say, "Well, we don't interpret Scripture," right? That we read it and it says what it says. Well, that's wrong. I'm just going to flat out say it. That's wrong. We all interpret Scripture. Whenever we read it, how we understand it is interpretation. Some who say, "Oh, we don't interpret Scripture," are arguing for really a literal interpretation of Scripture. They go, "You read it and it means what it says." But I ask the question, does it really? Can we take it just at face value? And this is the passage that I come to. Because think about what it says, particularly at the end. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. If your eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out. Right? Do we understand that literally? I mean, do you see people walking around with their hands cut off or their eye plucked out? No, Jesus, I don't think is meaning for us to take this literally. But what he's doing is he's using a figure of speech. He's using hyperbole. He's making something seem far-fetched to go to the extreme to tell us, okay, this is important. I mean, think about how it starts. It says, "If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and thrown into the sea." We don't think much about this, but think about the image that he's painting with this. He's saying if you cause somebody to stumble, really, it'd be better if a millstone. Now, we don't think about millstones because, you know, we don't have to mill our grain and other things. But the people would know. When he says a millstone, a large millstone, you're talking about a stone that would weigh 400 pounds or better. I mean, think about it. Think about, you know, it would have a hole in the center. Think about, you know, something that would be able to hold that and around our neck. I mean, this is a sort of a farce of an image, right? Because this stone, you know, you couldn't do anything with it. It would sink you immediately, right? 400 pounds or greater to weigh you down. Jesus is saying, take seriously how we think about other people. If you cause somebody to stumble, shame on you. If you cause others to fall away, we need to take that seriously, right? We need to take how we treat other people very seriously. That's what Jesus is getting at. And in some ways, he uses these images so that we get the point. Because if he just said, oh, well, you should treat other people the way you want to be treated, we go, oh, okay. But when you have these images, oh, if I cause somebody to stumble, imagine this 400-pound stone around my neck and being thrown into a sea, right? First of all, how many people would it take to throw me into the sea with a 400-pound stone around me, right? He's saying, this is serious. It's serious. Think about how you behave. Think about how you act. Because if your hand caused you to sin, cut it off. He's going to that extreme to say, this is significant of how you live your life. Too often, I think, when we think about Christianity, we think about our faith, what we think about is knowledge. Do I believe the right things? Do I check off the doctrines that we think are so important? But Jesus is saying, no, what's significant is how you live your life, how you treat other people, how you live your life in relationship to seeking to bring honor and glory to God. And he uses these extreme examples, not that this is what we're supposed to do, not that this is a literal interpretation of Scripture, but it challenges us to look and go, okay, what is Jesus saying? And I think it calls us to think about that in terms of all Scripture, that we don't just go, oh, here's what it says, but to know what's the history, what's the context. What is Jesus really getting at? What is God trying to teach us in this? And that's the significant part. That's what our daily walk with Christ is about. How we hear God's word and how we put it into action. Sometimes when we read the word, it's a metaphor for us to live our life. And challenge us to take seriously our actions and our words. Other times it may be something that we're supposed to take literally. Pray for your enemies, Jesus says. We take that literally, right? This passage challenges us to say, how do we live out our life? How do we seek to love our neighbor, to not cause others to stumble? And to seek to live a holy life that brings honor and glory to the one who has given us everything. Amen. Now let us pray. Jesus Christ, you are the Word of God that has come into the world to lead, guide, and direct us. Send your Spirit upon us to help us to discern your word and understand it for our daily lives. May we have ears to hear and a discerning heart to understand what it means to follow you and do your will. Equip us to live a holy life which cares for others and seeks to build them up rather than tear them down. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Now, as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.